It was the Cyprus Ultra, a little village called Vasa Kelikiu, 135 miles, trail, mountain marathon, just over 8,000 metres of climbing with a 45-hour cut-off. It was tough. I managed to do it in 42 hours, 33 minutes.
Wow. So how many days did it go over?
It started at 10 o'clock Saturday morning on the 16th of January, and you had to be finished by 0700 Monday morning.
It really is quite a compact race then. So 135 miles. What made you decide to put yourself through it?
On finding out that I was posted to Cyprus, I looked at various running clubs, done a couple of 50k ultras back in the UK before coming here, and it was the first ultra marathon that I saw. And the sadistic part of me said, yeah, I'm going to do that.
So what sort of training did you have to do for it?
Just plenty of miles on under the legs for that one. Just hit the hills. There's plenty of good areas out here for running. Loads of hill work and just trying to run every single day as best I can.
Trying to fit it in as well with your work?
Yep. Luckily, where I work, they do a lot of PT. So I make the most of that. I always tip up to the PT sessions. And I've got a good head torch as well for running at night on my own.
It's quite incredible that you have achieved this 135-mile race, considering you've never run before, weren't really interested in it for a good number of years.
No, I used to hate running. I loved running at school. As an adult, I've not enjoyed running at all until, ironically, post-spine surgery, December 2011, during rehab in 2012 at St Athens. I learned about barefoot running, and it was that transition that fell in love with running again.
Which is fantastic. And obviously, this isn't the first time you've done a big distance. You've done other distances before then.
Yeah, I've done a sort of 95-miler in Scotland. That was also for charity. It was supposed to be me and a friend doing it. Unfortunately, she broke her foot 2 weeks before, so I ended up running that on my own as well, which is lonely.
What's going to be next for you then?
There's a couple of 50Ks on Ireland, couple of 80Ks on Ireland. I'm looking at going to Greece for a 100K in Mount Olympus in June, but I've also got smaller races coming up as well. I'm running in the Cyprus National Half Marathon Championships, so I'm hoping for a good time on that one as well.
Yeah, you certainly really have got the bug, haven't you?
Yeah, my wife hates me at the minute. She's a bit of a running widow. Last year, we got here in August, start of August, and I pretty much raced every weekend up to the middle of December.
And of course, you've got Major Barry Stoddart at Epi, who is a bit of a legend in the world of running.
He is indeed.
For the army, where he's held world records. And that, are you likely to try and get a world record?
Never say never. I'm not aiming for one. I would like, my big target before I'm 40, which isn't that far away, is to try and get a 2:30 marathon. But we'll see.
Possibly not in Cyprus with the hot conditions. May have to go for the London, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, failing that, or it's the army marathon down in Oxfordshire.